Today's Houston Gambler football game is being brought to you in part by your Houston Uniroyal Metro Group. I'm John Greer along with Ed Biles. We've got 9:41 to go, second quarter. Gamblers trail the Portland Breakers 3-0. Easily the lowest scoring half in the history of Houston Gambler football.
And 47 yards of offense, John. Easily the least amount they probably ever had.
Single setback behind Matt Robinson as they set up near midfield, first and 10. Now he moves his back around. Dwight Beverly. Beverly rolling out to his left. Robinson throwing a little quick screen to his left. A good fake, and Beverly gets decent yardage. He's knocked up there by number 24, Will Lewis. Lewis picks up 9 yards, or rather, Beverly picks up 9 yards before Lewis knocks him down. It'll be second down and one. The ball resting at the 43 of the Gamblers.
Good play by Matt Robinson, John. That was a read screen where he had the ability to look downfield, to look for the wide receiver. He noticed that the Gambler linebackers were taking good drops, was underneath it, so he just came off of it, threw it to the side. The lineman was out in front of it.
Second down and one from the 43-yard line. They send Nolan France wide to the left, Frank Lockett wide to the right. In the slot is Dan Ross. Now Ross comes in motion to the left-hand side. The handoff inside to Beverly. Beverly, big hole. And they pick up yardage down to the 35-yard line. A big 7-yard gain by Beverly. And the man in motion is what did that. That was David Bale in motion, just bringing a guy out of the slot, and they sent Beverly right back where the defensive player was.
They had a good game plan so far, both offensively and defensively. I think their offensive coaches have done a good job of looking at the Gambler defense. And defensively, I think the 6 defensive linemen and a little bit of adjustment with that 3-man line off of it, they've got to get Gamblers off balance, John.
Luther Bradley finally made the tackle for the Gamblers after that 7-yard pickup. First and 10 for the Breakers at their own, at the Gambler 35. I formation, they send Ross in motion to the right-hand side. Robinson, back to pass, has time, throws underneath the coverage, hits his man. That's number 84, Nolan Franz. Franz picks up around 14 yards on the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds by Mike Mitchell out there on the corner. Mitchell giving Franz a lot of room to work with, and he picked up 14 yards to prove it.
Well, they're going to force the Gamblers to not play quite as much zone coverage on first down. Set to your area. Looks like they're putting the ball up in the air a lot of times on first down. So far, the Gamblers have been playing a lot of zone coverage. Very concerned with Dan Ross. They are overplaying Dan Ross. When they overplay him, the outside receiver is curling in about 12, 15 yards downfield.
Franz, who is a 6'1", very rugged 180. He's a strong young man for his size. Carried Mitchell for an extra 2 yards after the catch. Man in motion is Bale. Robinson back to pass, looking to his left, throws across the middle, intercepted. Derwin Rockmore at the 10-yard line, gets a block. He's running outside, he's out to the 20, the 25, he's still on his feet. He's turning, he's back at the 40. He's got one man to beat, but they catch up to him in midfield. A 45-yard return by Derwin Rockmore. And the first interception of the day for the Gamblers really turns things around. This is what ignited them against Denver last week, Ed, getting the big turnover, and Rockmore has just come up with a big play.
Well, that's just exactly what they needed. They needed a big play. They needed someone to ignite things and get the situation turned around and bring the crowd into the game.
Timeout on the field, 7:53 to go. The Gamblers have the ball first and 10 at midfield. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Houston.